You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, why meditation is a healthy practice for your mind, body, and soul. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste. I am delighted to be with you again. And for those of you who may be just catching this for the first time, if you're watching me live on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube, I am Gloria Grace Rand, the host of Live, Love, Engage, as you just heard on the intro there. And I am delighted to be with you today. And for those of you who are listening to the rebroadcast on your favorite podcast platform, I am glad to have you with us here as well. Because today I intend to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is meditation and why I feel it's the path to self-love. So for those of you who, for some reason, have never heard of meditation, I guess there may be one or two of you out there. Well, it's essentially just a way of going within. It's a way of getting quiet and being focusing in on your higher self. And what I love about meditation is that it has a lot of benefits. Not only is it the path to self-love, but I mean, it has a lot of actual health benefits, both for your mental health and your physical health. When you spend time in meditation, it helps to naturally increase your self-awareness. And that makes sense, because when you're being quiet, that you are much more aware of yourself, because you're not listening to other people speaking, and you're not even, you can become more aware of the thoughts that are going on inside of your head. It also helps you to focus in on the present, you know, the here and now, instead of rehashing things that happened in the past or worrying about things that are happening in the future. Meditation really grounds you and gives you that ability to be very present, present on the present, as they say. Or as I say, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, it also helps reduce negative emotions, that is for sure, and increases your patience and tolerance. And I'm going to share a little bit more about that in a minute, because that was the first real benefit that I found from doing meditation. It also leads to increased imagination and creativity. And I'll give you an example of that actually right now, and then I'm going to tell you some more benefits. But just to give you two examples of what I found. So number one, I've been meditating since 2009, actually, shortly after I started my business, doing copywriting at the time. And now I'm moving into doing more coaching with clients. But at the time, I stumbled across this advertisement. It was from a company called Centerpoint, and they were advertising this product called Holosync, which was they touted as a way to be able to help you achieve the get the same results as monks get after years of meditation, when you can get it in just maybe a few short weeks or months. And it was essentially what they use is they use something called binaural beats, that you listen, you have two different frequencies going in each ear. So one frequency in one ear of an audio tone, and then a different frequency in the other ear. And it entrains your brain. And that's what they say, you know, helps make, gets these things going. So Well, actually, I'm going to go back to the patience and tolerance, and then I'll talk about the imagination and creativity. So for me, when I was using that, I would say, if it wasn't within the first few months, definitely within the first year of meditating, I did notice that I was a lot more patient and tolerant. Specific example, driving, and you know, you get caught in traffic or, well, that was the big one. You get caught in traffic, or maybe you're just in a hurry to get somewhere and then you get maybe hit by a red light or something. Okay, you don't get hit by the red light. You get stopped by a red light. Let's use good English, right? I used to get very frustrated and not tolerant at all about traffic. And I would be, you know, I would just really get all worked up. I found that once I started this regular meditation practice, is that traffic didn't bother me as much. And then even it would be some, you know, people would say something or maybe someone in my family might make a comment that normally would set me off. And instead, I found that I, again, could just let it go. I wasn't hung up on it anymore. And it really was very cool that I'd had that experience. Now, when it comes to imagination and creativity, well, for those of you watching on YouTube, you may see this book behind me. It's called Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. That came out of a meditation. The idea for that book came about, let's see, this was in 2016. Actually, the end of the year was October, a couple months before my sister transitioned from cancer. And I, for those of you, you may have heard me tell the story before, but for those of you who haven't, I was meditating as normal and sitting in my office in the morning, early in the morning before everybody got up. And this idea popped into my head that said, you should write a book about love. And I went, huh? Where the heck did that come from? Because I was doing SEO copywriting, online marketing. I thought talking about love was for people who were relationship experts or something like that. And I thought this idea was totally crazy. And yet there was still something within me that evidently really wanted me to write a book about love, because I went ahead after I was done meditating and I opened up my computer and I said, okay, I'll play along. Let's see. What could I say about love? And then more ideas came. It turned out that love was an acronym. The L was let go and let God. The O was open your heart to receive. The V was value your uniqueness. And the E was embrace your divinity. Now, I didn't get to write the book right then. Life intervened, but I finally did, when I did finally write it and learned about it, it was quite the amazing thing. So that's the things that can happen. Another example that happened for me was during the first year of COVID back in 2020. Again, I'm still meditating. I've since moved on from Holosync. I don't use Holosync anymore. But so I was just sitting quietly, I think, I had a different room now. I'm not meditating in my office. I found a different room in our house where I was meditating. And so I got like this idea popped in my head, and it really felt like the lyric to a song. And so I started exploring it, and it did. And it turned out to be, I actually wrote a song during COVID and was first song I'd written since I was like 7 years old. And it was called, gotta break down before you break out. And that's how you break through. It's in the book. I actually put it in there. So that's just some of the benefits. But it also, you can get physical benefits from meditating as well. The Mayo Clinic did some research on this, and they found that it may help people manage symptoms of anxiety, as well as helping people with cancer, asthma, chronic pain, depression, heart disease, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, sleep problems, and tension headaches. And, you know, as I'm going through this list, what occurs to me is I think one of the main, if it's not exactly a cause of some of these conditions, I know I believe it leads to some of them. Stress, I believe, is the underlying feature, and a lot of these things that happen, issues like high blood pressure, for instance, heart disease, sleep problems. You know, you can't sleep because you're stressed out, right? And tension headaches, tension, stress, right? So when you meditate and when you can spend time quieting your mind, doesn't it make sense that it's going to help you physically as well as your mental? Well, it's going to help your mental state, first of all, because you're going to be calmer, you're going to be more relaxed, you're going to be more focused. And then that's going to then affect our bodies, because when we can relax and we can let go and let God, then our body responds. So, you know, the mind and body are intricately connected, and what affects your mind really does affect your body. And just don't take my word for it. Google it. There's lots of studies that have been shown that this happens. So if you've never meditated before and you've only seen, maybe you've read stories and you just think of meditation as just, you know, sitting, you know, with your legs crossed and, you know, going, om, something like that, you know. Sure, that is one way to meditate, but there's lots of ways. In fact, if you Google it, I think I saw one article that had 23 different ways to meditate. Amazing. One of the best ways that you could get started meditating, if the idea of sitting and just being quiet doesn't appeal to you. In fact, I've got a client of mine who she does not like that idea at all. And so one of the things that I suggested to her was to go out for a walk and just walk in nature. And she's like, oh yeah, I do like doing that. In fact, that does calm me down. So being out in nature, I love to go to the beach. I love to just sit in a chair and stare at the waves. That's another way that I can meditate. So being out in nature is an awesome way to meditate. You can also consider doing a guided meditation. There are apps on your phone. I know Insight Timer is one where there are people who will, you listen to it and they will guide you through a relaxation exercise in a meditation. There are countless numbers of them that you can find on YouTube. So if you go on YouTube and Google guided meditation, I'm sure you will find one that will appeal to you and that you'll be able to do. And I just realized I'm going to need my phone later for something. Anyway, there are, so that's, those are one ways. Of course, you can focus on your breathing. You can sit quietly. I know Esther Hicks or Abraham recommends, or I know, I guess what Esther does is she will focus in on listening to her air conditioner. And that's a way for her to be able to quiet her mind. So that's something that you can do, or just, as I say, just focus in on the, you know, your in-breath and the out-breath and just focus in. Now, before I offer you any more ideas, let me tell you another thing that people worry about sometimes, or one of the reasons they avoid meditating, is because they think, how is my mind ever going to get quiet? I've got this chattering going on. I'm going to have thoughts going through my head all the time. How can I possibly stop that? Well, at the beginning, you likely will have lots of thoughts going through your head. And you know what? It's okay. It is okay. What you do, or at least what I found is helpful, is I can just sort of be aware of those thoughts and say, okay, and then focus in on my breathing again, just as a way to get recentered. Or you could I've heard some people will count, you know, you can start counting like 1 to 5 or something and see if that'll help you. When actually you could count your breaths for that matter, you could count them. And that can be a way of being able to quiet the mind. And with practice, you will find that you can be able to sit and not have all that chattering going on in your brain. So just be aware that at the beginning, sure, it's going to happen and it's okay. It is all right. And I know someone had commented, a friend of mine had commented on LinkedIn at the start of this podcast, and she's saying that when she doesn't give herself enough time in the morning to sit and be quiet, the day does not flow in an easy and relaxed manner. And I can relate to that as well. That is one of the things when you do get yourself into a routine where you are meditating on a regular basis. And I really highly recommend, even if you just start with 5 minutes a day, but do it every day. Commit to yourself to do it. You know, do one day and then see if you can get through a whole week. And then after that week, see if you can do 2 weeks straight and just build up. Because I do find that when I don't meditate, it does affect my day. And one other thought I just had, the other benefit of meditation goes along with the increasing of patience and tolerance. If you are a caregiver, whether it's for a child, an elderly parent, someone who's has a chronic illness, or maybe they're going through something like cancer, for instance, I highly recommend that before you start your day of caregiving, to spend some time in meditation. Sorry. I did this while my sister was going through cancer, and when I was visiting her and I was taking care of her, I always made sure that I got up in the morning, and I was doing Holosync at that point, so I could just plug into the CD I had, or I forget how I was listening to it. I guess it was on my phone, it just as an MP3, and I would listen to that. And it got me through. It really helped, because when you are caring for a loved one, it's not easy to see someone suffer, and especially someone that you love. And they can be going through issues where they are in pain and they're not a happy person to be around. So by my being able to meditate before I took care of my sister, it allowed me to be so much more patient and caring for her. And because I know if I didn't have that practice, and again, I feel God gives us the tools we need when, even in advance of when we're going to need them. Wow. And I know that's why I saw that email about Centerpoint. It's like God was planting the seeds that I was going to be needing this meditation practice to get me through some tough times that were coming. Ooh, getting quite emotional today. Okay, what else do I want to focus on before we end the podcast today? Oh yeah, different types of meditation. So I mentioned, okay, there's guided meditation, there's mindfulness meditation, I guess, when you're focusing in on your breath, walking in nature. There's also something called expressive meditation. And for those of you who are subscribers of the podcast, if you've been a subscriber for a while, you may remember that I interviewed someone a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now, I'm not sure. Her name is Pragito Dove, and she is an expert in expressive meditation. It's a fabulous interview. Check it out. Pragito, P-R-A-G-I-T-O Dove. Look for that. It's been a while ago, but search for it. You'll love that episode. But she talks about, again, meditation and the benefits of it. And laughter meditation. Did you know that laughter can be a way to meditate too? It's a wonderful way. And it does all of those things that we talked about. It helps with, you know, being more aware, and it helps to reduce stress because you're laughing, you're being happy. And one other one, I'll just share this story briefly too. Another type of meditation is called Vipassana meditation. And this was back in 2018 or 2019, I forget now. I went on a 10-day silent retreat where they taught you how to do this type of meditation called Vipassana. And if you ever have an opportunity to go on a meditation retreat, you don't necessarily have to jump in full force like I did and do 10 days. You could start off with maybe a weekend retreat. I always do this. I've noticed this about myself. I go full bore into things. You know, I don't sign up for a half marathon. I signed up to do a full marathon the first time I ever attempted one of those. And so instead of doing a weekend retreat, no, I signed up for a 10-day silent retreat. Oh, well, you know, go big or go home, as they say. But it was phenomenal, and it was a wonderful experience, and I highly recommend it, especially if you are a regular meditator and you want to try something different. Check it out. Again, Google it. There are, you'll find out all about it, and there's an article actually on my blog. If you go to GloriaRand.com and Google silent meditation, you'll find the article that I wrote about that experience. Okay, so all of these things, remember at the beginning, I think I talked about that meditation is the path to self-love. Well, the more meditation you do, the better you feel, and that's showing yourself love, because self-love and self-care are very close together in my mind. They are related. So when you take care of yourself, that is how you are showing love to yourself. And that is so important for us to be kind to one another. In fact, I actually, it is important for us to be kind to one another, but it's also important to be kind to yourself. Because in order to be kind to other people, you really do have to start with yourself. It starts there. So where did I want to go? Oh, yes. Okay. So again, that's what self-love is all about. Now, I wanted to share with you today, as I always do when I do my solo episodes, I like to share the Daily Word from Unity. And the Daily Word is a magazine that Unity has been putting out for years and years and years. In fact, like 90 years, maybe 80 years. I mean, seriously, a very long time. And it was something my mother used to read. She used to get the actual physical magazine mailed to our house, but now we have it on the phone, which is nice. But I did a search. One thing is nice on the phone is that you can search for different keywords and find a daily word related to the subject you're interested in. And so I searched for meditation, and lo and behold, I found a really good one from, this was on November 2nd of 2014. And the affirmation says, I'm open to a greater awareness of God within. And then it says, meditation restores my soul and re-energizes me. As I turn to the quiet within, I breathe deeply and relax. I clear my mind of all conscious thoughts. Each one is like a leaf gently floating downstream. I may focus on a word or phrase as a mantra of peace. As I become still, my mind and heart open to a greater awareness of God. In the stillness, peace and love surround me. I transcend the external world and enter a light-filled space of tranquility and understanding where I receive the blessings of God. As I close my time in meditation, I gently pull myself back from the solitude of the silence. I gradually become aware of sounds around me. Revitalized, centered, and peaceful, I return to the activities of the day. And then they always have a scripture reading, and this is from Psalm 49, verse 3. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. Isn't that beautiful? I really think that that really does talk about the benefits of meditation right there. And it really is. It's about just letting peace and love surround you. And see, as I said, that's the path to self-love. Just being still and receiving the blessings of God. It's a wonderful thing. Now, If you feel like you would like to know more about self-love and you would like to know more about being kind to yourself, I would actually like to invite you to go check out my Facebook group. I have a Facebook group called, it's specifically aimed for women over 40, and it's called Live, Love, Engage, Helping Women Over 40 Align to Shine. And I believe, I'm not sure I have a direct link to go there, but Google it. Go to Facebook and search for it. I'll put the link actually in the show notes today to make sure you have it there. And of course, if you ever want to chat with me and have a conversation, I'm absolutely always open to that. You can go to engagewithgloria.com and, you know, whatever. If you want to have a conversation for a few minutes, let's chat. Let me know what's going on in your life and see if there's any way I can serve and support you. I would love to be able to do that. So before I close out this episode, I also want to be able to, as always, share with you a light language, we'll call it a light language meditation today, to offer you unconditional love and peace. So I hope you will allow this message to speak to you on a soul level and to really fill you with love today. And as always, I do remind you, if you are listening to this broadcast and you are in the car, that I encourage you to pause it. Come back to this when you are not in a moving vehicle, when you can actually be somewhere where you can sit down, close your eyes, and listen. Okay. Aquí soñar a tu ye, ano que allí soy acu, ano ya que has sino ye, o con ya ti suha, sono y con yo le calato hi, poco que a tu si a te, o soy yo tu si a no que calia. Sono ye ko ye sha ki ha, ha na ku ya. Sono ye ko si ko le ku, ha yo ti ka si ma no ye ka di ya. Ho da ki sono ki, ha ki ha sonya, ho sonya. Oso yika ti o ki ha po hua sono ye ka hoa sono ye ka sonyo ki ha so. Blessings. I send you blessings today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I am really delighted to have you here. And I am so appreciative of your being a subscriber, or maybe you're a first time. I'm not sure, but whatever you are, I hope you come back. And if you got value out of this episode today, please share it with a friend. And what was I going to say? Oh, I guess that's it. Yeah. Lost my train of thought there for a bit. I guess I'm just basking in some love as well. So for those of you who don't know, the light language helps me as much as it helps you. And that's why I enjoy doing it. Until next time. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I encourage you today to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You. how to move from self-doubt to self-love in 4 simple steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.